It's 9:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. A winter weather advisory remains in effect until Wednesday night for most of the mountain range. Much of the area will get between 2 to 8 inches of snow, with higher elevations receiving a foot or more. An avalanche watch is in effect from Wednesday to Friday evening, with heavy snow and strong winds creating high avalanche danger. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center warns large and dangerous avalanches will be easy to trigger, especially in the Flat Tops, Grand Mesa, Elkhead Mountains, and Elk Mountains. One of the country's largest AI firms just decided to leave Colorado for Florida. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
AI giant Palantir's Denver headquarters has been the site of protests for months. At issue, the company's work on federal immigration enforcement. Demonstrators wanted the company to leave the city. This week, Palantir wrote on social media that it had moved its headquarters to Miami. The company offered no explanation. Florida has been a tech magnet. Run by a Republican governor, it's more conservative, has no state income tax, and a low corporate tax. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston says Palantir's departure won't change Denver's tech hub status. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Colorado Matters is coming up next, followed by On Point at 10 and Here and Now at 11. It's 9:06.